Bollards.
Bollards.
Can you explain again for all of our listeners that just tuned in, so rudely tuning in late, what they are?
Yeah, let me paint a picture.
Go ahead.
Steel, a steel tube. Standard is usually 6 inches in diameter, but you can do 4 inches, a little bit smaller, or up to 12 inches. The bollard goes below grade, below the ground.
How below does it go?
42 inches. You want it to get to the frost line.
Okay.
Yes. It's encased in concrete under the ground. Then it's filled with concrete, and it usually projects above grade about 4 feet. And there's steel tubes that we can paint, or you can have a custom wrapping put
ornamental
on it.
Top and all that stuff.
Yeah, with the top, but we can also put your logo on it to make it a little bit more aesthetically pleasing for your business. And why bollards? If you weren't listening, the smash and grab that is an epidemic in our good, I'll say our good county, good Cook County, because it's happening in the suburbs, to protect your storefront from that kind of crime, or if you have an industrial facility, to protect your investment of your building from trucks entering and leaving your facility. Bollards are going to be the number one way to protect either your storefront or your warehouse.
They just put them on the corner over here on Michigan Avenue in Illinois. I go on the way out and look to the right.
I look at people.
Well, I know, but the people are standing in front of the bollards.
I look at people.
Okay, so so at the corner over
here. I'll look
now. Yeah, they put 3 bollards on each side, on the pedestrian side.
Okay.
Because, again, it's a safety problem. It's not smash and grab. It's crash and grab.
Crash and grab, exactly.
These scumbags are stealing cars, and they're backing it up and hitting the gas and smashing it through the front door, opening it up, pulling it up. The scumbags run out, load themselves up, pop the trunk, throw it all in the trunk, a car, and then they hit it because the car's facing out.
Yes.
And they just take off. And in this case, these idiots, scumbag crooks, ran over a poor innocent guy, and he's dead.
It happens. It does. And if you're thinking, well, I'm more in a commercial or an industrial setting, if you have skid steers or forklifts that are navigating around your facility, protecting the edges of your building, specifically if you have a brick building.
Sure.
If you've ever seen a forklift or a bobcat skid steer go into the side of a brick building, it is not pretty. It is going to erode some of the facing of your bricks. So safety for both commercial storefronts and industrial facilities.
How about in the areas where the trucks back in?
Yes.
In, it's got 4, 5, 8 bays, right?
Yep. Yes, a loading dock.
Loaded.
Yes. There you go.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, he's in mortgage. Come on.
I believe in him. He'll get there.
You guys
there.
Are using fancy words.
Loading dock. You're right. It is really up there.
You mean the loading dock. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. The dock that people load. Sure. The loading dock. All right.
Absolutely.
Smarty pants.
I get it.
All right.
Okay.
So in the loading dock areas, right? Sometimes you're coming in tight. Sometimes you're getting around different trucks. Sometimes you got to come in and the lighting's bad, and instead of running into the building, you're running into the bollard.
Yes, and you can put a reflective piece on the bollards so that when people are backing in,
they can see it, like
a little blinker. Yeah, you could be able to see better.
Smart.
And it gives people who drive the big semis a nice guide.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the loading docks are it's concrete on concrete. If you have a bright red bollard, well, that's going to be a little bit more apparent than maybe just gray concrete.
What's the investment in something like that? Like one, I guess if you bought more of them, the unit costs would go down because you're already out there with the equipment and the manpower.
Yeah, I think the last time we were on the show, my dad said somewhere around 800 a bollard.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was a one-off, there's no way.
Yeah, so then not firm pricing, but I'm going to say go starting at 8.
Except, listen,
that seems completely worth it.
Maybe a 4 bollard minimum or something.
Yeah.
Well, you want to think also about the spacing. Who's going accessing in between those bollards? If you're something like a Jewel or a grocery store, you want your bollards to be spaced apart so a grocery cart can go through, or wheelchairs can access.
Scooters.
Yes, scooters. You need to think about who is traversing the walkway that these bollards are going to happen. If you're primarily using it to protect your building from smash and grab or crash and grab or trucks on a loading dock situation, maybe you can go a little bit further apart and save yourself a couple bucks there.
Here's a good question, right? It might not be possible for the downtown community because of the utilities underground in the front of buildings.
They would go lower than 4 feet.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
But you
for
know,
the utilities?
They would,
okay.
They would have to in Chicago. Think?
Okay.
Yeah. Everything, residential.
Oh, because of the frost.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the work we do in Chicago, we call 811, call Julie.
Yeah.
We know before we dig. So if that's a concern, we're well equipped at pulling our dig numbers. We've been doing this for over 65 years. I don't think dig numbers have been around that long, but we know where to dig.
Interesting. All right. Mm-hmm. When we planted the trees, they came out and sprayed and
yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah,
did
yeah,
all that stuff.
It's essential.
So, used to be Julie. Now it's just, what is it?
It's 811.
811.
811, yeah. Yeah. We still call it Julie.
It's, we do too.
Cute.
But it's not.
Yeah. How about if there are consequences for car theft? Most car thefts are the first step in a more serious crime. Three strikes and you're out, Texter. Well, not for these guys. These guys were
already criminals.
Seasoned criminal scumbags. And that kept repeat, you know, thanks Kim Fox, thanks Tony Preckwinkle, thanks Tim Evans, you know, in the courts.
Way to go, team.
Yeah, way to go, team, our leadership team in here in Cook County. So you're talking, so here, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Okay. Five Bollards. Bollards?
Bollards.
Five Bollards. A G-note apiece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say five Gs.
Sure.
Okay.
And then
one purse.
What? Not even a purse.
Not even a purse.
Yeah, you don't even get. Purse. You don't even get a makeup purse.
A luggage tag.
A luggage tag. Right.
Okay,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And I do wonder if your insurance company would take note of these extra safety
that's a good point. Maybe just an
that
offset.
You're taking. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Surely
I mean,
would.
If you're improving your facility to be more safer, shouldn't your insurance reflect that?
Yes,
you would think.
You would think.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to
708-863-5735 or find us on the web in DreasConstruction.com.